This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today, I'll read about the Greenbush Theater. This story was included in the Greenbush Centennial book in 2005 by Linda Gieske, with information from Gloria Skrutvold and the Greenbush Tribune. The Greenbush Theater started in the Village Hall in 1924 and was managed by William Bill Paulson. Besides managing the theater, he was a rural mail carrier like his father before him. In 1930, sound equipment was installed in the theater. He married Clara Oss in 1933. In 1935, a new projector was purchased with picture and sound taken directly from the film. The theater was also remodeled. Bill and Clara had six children, Ruth, Barbara, Mary, Ruby, Lois, and William Ray. Bill was active in community affairs. He served on the hospital, school, and Bethel church boards. William's brother, Ellard, became a partner at the theater. In 1945, he bought the business. Bill continued to be a rural mail carrier until 1970 when he retired. Bill died in 1981 and Clara in 1998. In 1947, Ellard and Hazel Paulson decided to build a new theater. The old Village Hall was too small and had to be condemned as a movie theater. The new building was to be located north of Tiemenson Motors. The main auditorium was 80 feet by 40 feet, with 16 feet on the east end used for a stage, complete with dressing rooms. The auditorium was a Quonset shape of steel construction with a slanted floor. It had cushioned seats and a capacity of 360 people. The front 40 feet of the building were two stories with a fine brick front facing Main Street. It even had a crying room for young mothers to take their children and still be able to hear the show. The school did not have an auditorium at that time, so the theater was used for class plays and also for community activities. There were two apartments on the second floor and a jewelry store on the first floor for rent. It was ready to begin showing movies by July 1948. Ellard drove to the cities to pick up seats for the theater. He had help with them, but when he got there, he found out that only union workers were allowed to load the seats. The first projectionist in the new theater was Orrin Paulson. He trained Oscar Borgen to run the projector. When he left, Chester Stengrim was the projectionist until he left to serve in the Army. Sam Anderson became projectionist and continued until the theater closed. Greenbush Theater was a family business with the help from the community. Many high school kids worked there over the years. Hazel worked in the box office. Ellard also owned a magneto shop and auto repair for a few years. He also managed a local baseball team for several years and taught gun safety classes. Hazel died November 8, 1958 from an accidental gunshot while deer hunting. Due to Ellard's ill health and television beginning to be a big influence, the theater closed in 1962. Many small-town theaters closed because of television during that time. Sometime later, Belmer Thompson bought the building. He took all the seats out of the building and used the Quonset part for storage of cars. The two apartments upstairs are still being used, and the lobby and jewelry shop have been used for businesses during the years since. Ellard died July 5, 1965 from coronary heart disease. Hazel and Ellard had six children. They are Gloria, Mrs. Curtis Skrutvold of Roseau, Diane, Mrs. Carl L. Anderson of Thief River Falls, Judy, Mrs. Sheldon Altman of Fallon, Nevada, Jane, Mrs. Russell Palm of Roseau, Rodney, married to Dolores Paulson of Roseau, and Dwayne, married to Clarie Paulson of Roseau. Gloria was several years older than the younger siblings and helped take care of them after their mother died. She was 23 at that time, and her youngest brother only 9. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.